In this special mini-series, The 12 Days of Stressmas, we're helping you to get ready for a calm Christmas alongside your canine, so there can be less woofs and more wags this festive season. Join Caroline next for today's quick tip to help your dog move calmly through the next few weeks.
So continuing from Linda's get out tip, it's not just us humans that can benefit from a little bit of space, but our dogs can do too. So what does space mean when we're talking about our dogs? This could be space from everyone, including you, their caregiver. It could be from visitors, or it could just be from visiting dogs. So let's look at those and how you might be able to achieve them. So first of all, that space from everyone. If your dog is just a little bit too wound up, finding it a little bit tricky with all the excitement, or perhaps your guests haven't been listening to how you'd like them to interact with your dog and they're over egging your dog and winding them up royally, then it could be that actually all of the humans going out for some human-only exercise could be a really good call. This has an added benefit of the fact that it can also help with routines post-Christmas when your dog might be needing to be used to solo time again, perhaps if you're returning to work or school and all your visitors have gone, that your dog will be ready to spend some time alone again. So get out for a bit of human-only activity is my first tip for today. Now, if your dog needs just a break from the visiting humans, then you yourself can enjoy that break too. So go out with your dog, tell your dog how frustrated you've been feeling, or spend some time just engaging in the outdoors on a fun adventure together so that you can both feel happier and rested when you come back home again. And visiting dogs, as we talked about before, can sometimes be either a bit of a stress for your own dog, or they can be a little bit too much of a good thing. So going out for a nice calm walk with just you and your dog together can be really useful. This is also valuable if maybe perhaps the different dogs who are sharing this time together have different needs. One's older, one's more reactive, one's more cautious about the world. And so you might want to take an individual with your dog so that they can enjoy the type of walk that they love the best. And remember, for all of us, getting outside during the winter months will help not only your own mood, but also keep your dog's circadian rhythms in check, which in the long term is going to make sure that they're feeling happy and content, as well as sleeping well and being physically well themselves. So create space, take walks with whoever it is most beneficial for, and enjoy that time outside in the world together. We hope you've enjoyed joining us for this special winter series, The 12 Days of Stressmas. Have a wonderful, calm, relaxed Christmas alongside your canine, and we look forward to talking to you again in 2023.